Greetings, brothers.
Yes. Steph was like, fuck you. I'm fucking doing this.
We're getting this shit started. And okay. That's that.
This is now episode 3 of Bitches and Stitches. Greetings, brothers.
Howdy ho.
We join you today while we are eating our Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Waiting for zombie Jesus.
Correct.
Bring on zombie Jesus.
Wow, that sounds like a band name. Can you add that to your band name list?
I will.
Thank you. Along with Styrofoam Butthole.
I think zombie Jesus is already taken.
I think.
Probably.
I think Styrofoam Butthole is in a different list of band names.
It's in a list that I have on our podcast notes, for sure. So, again, greetings, brothers. We are here today after we've had some snacks and a refill on beverages to chat and hang out with you and have a lovely day with you, whatever time it is, wherever you are.
And near, far, wherever you are.
I would love to ask my lovely co-host and ladies, how's your week going? How's your day? How is life?
Man. You sound very apprehensive to ask that question.
Life do be lifin'.
Life do be lifin'.
We will not get into, I don't think we should get too aggressive or dark.
No, but I will tell you that I have been a little aggressive.
Yeah. Same. As you're eating this Reese's cup,
I've been a little aggressive and a little dark.
As you're eating this Reese's cup, I'm a little in love with you right now. I'm like, yes.
Why did you just tell me to add zombie Jesus?
I'm a little aggressive by nature. This week at work, I yelled at somebody.
Oh.
Like, legit yelled across the room. I can't do this anymore! The kid needs to go. You gotta figure something else out before I fuck up my client's tattoo.
Yeah.
No. Little context. Why the fuck do we have babies in tattoo shops?
They shouldn't be.
No.
I mean, back in my day, you had to be minimum 18. Well, unless you were there with a parent to get a piercing.
Yeah.
Very specific means.
18 and up, you can come in. Sorry, I'm talking with my fucking mouth full.
Yeah, fuck it. We're waiting on zombie Jesus over here.
Yeah.
18, a legal adult to partake in any of the services that we provide.
Yeah.
And this woman had two babies with her that were too young to understand reason. Mm. I am not mad at the children, although I hate children. Fight me. I have one. I have raised that child to the ripe age of 15 and a half. They've survived and thrived. And no, I don't want to babysit. No, I don't want to fucking watch your toddler. You know what? Give me a sweet little baby that I can hold.
A little baby.
And then when it starts crying or it shits itself, I can hand it back to its mom. Precisely. I did my time.
Yeah.
I did my time. I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
And I work in a goddamn tattoo shop. Keep your screaming kids outside of the tattoo shop. Here's the thing.
A tattoo shop.
It's not like a DMV visit. You don't have to go.
Right.
It's the most elective thing you can do. Get a goddamn babysitter. And if you can't, then you can't get a tattoo that day.
Right. Well, and it's like, this was not even the party getting tattooed.
It was the person with the person getting tattooed.
Yeah. So
I don't know if it was their children or not, but
my thing is, like, you are not a necessary party in this, like,
scenario.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, no, why
you're just
are you
there wrangling
your
children.
Right. And also, I mean, y'all could be, like, way harsher about it and have a sign on the door that says, don't you ever fucking think about bringing your kids in here.
No, but instead, I've had good interactions with kids at the tattoo shop.
I agree, you bring your
sweet little nugget in there. She's 4 to 6 years old. Mm-hmm. And she goes, what's that? And I'm not actively tattooing. I will absolutely put a stencil on your kid.
Yes.
With your permission, and she'll leave with a little tattoo on her hand, and she's so excited about her little fucking
tattoo. I had a lovely experience. I was at a different tattoo shop, and both the father and mother were getting tattooed, not at the same time, and the mom went and took the baby in the stroller for a walk. Came back, they watched the dad finish out getting his tattoos, and then he got a little fussy. And so she took him for another little walk.
What? You mean your kid got fussy and you took him the fuck outside?
They came back. Where? And it was her turn to get tattooed. And the dad took over.
Right.
And handled, if the baby got fussy, he did what he needed to. And it was a very beautiful, lovely, family, wholesome experience. Yeah. And we were so that excited to this. See that tiny little nugget in the tattoo shop.
We had cute little kid, like, running down the aisle. And you're like, oh my god, yeah, that's cute for a second. And they're going to leave soon, right? And then the tattoo process starts on dad or friend or... I'm not going to assume person. The relationship.
Right.
Person's getting tattooed. Other person is in their booth. There are two kids, one of which keeps going... like, just screaming.
Don't sign me up for that.
At random. And
I
that's not cool when people
that
do
audio
it. When adult
sold for Jurassic Park.
I was going to say, I would just love for everybody
also,
to see... what that audio looks like.
Yeah, did it just fucking shoot
up?
Oh,
it's, like, insane. Like, the whole thing is just blue.
I would also like to note that I have screamed at adult women for making those same noises in the shop.
Correct.
Because you can't scream
no.
at random while I'm trying to put permanent art on somebody.
Right.
Because I am jumpy, I am medicated, mm-hmm. I am on Adderall. I'm on legal amphetamines. My heart rate is already
through the roof.
Through the fucking roof. And you want to in the middle
again.
Is it beautiful?
I love it.
Of the fucking shop. Get. Go on now. Get.
Go on, get.
See, and that's why when I had my little ADHD moment on Friday when you were tattooing me and I said I really wanted to start screaming, just as soon as your needle touched my skin, I wanted to just let out a scream because that was like
what just, your body was yeah. like. Your mind was like, this would be fun right now.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, like here's a little funny thing that I could do. And then in my brain, I was like, that's a bad idea. She has something that's creating permanent art on you.
Correct.
And if she fucks it up, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's 100%. So that was my first little, like, I fucking hate kids for the week. And I ended up being the bad guy in that story, although I am not sorry. I am sorry for screaming across the room to correct the behavior, but I am not sorry for correcting the behavior.
I mean, maybe
we
just
be
don't
sorry
bring
about
your...
how we handled a situation, for
and
sure.
also not be sorry about handling
correct.
The situation,
right.
because some shit just... fucking needs to be handled.
Well,
like,
right.
don't
and
bring
like,
your goddamn kids to the fucking tattoo shop.
Right, exactly.
It's not fun.
It's
I know you're the cool parent, and you don't care if they see, you know, you getting tattooed. It's not cool for me, bro.
Right.
It's
like,
not fucking
you...
cool for me. Get your fucking... I don't want your kid touching my station. You know what I'm trying to not give your kid? AIDS.
Right.
So
hepatitis.
Please get them the fuck out of there. That too.
Sorry, you said that in the softest, loveliest voice. Yeah, like maybe
hepatitis.
Don't. If you know your kids aren't like gonna sit still and be quiet, maybe don't bring them to a tattoo shop.
But
and
you know
most...
what you don't ever know about kids under the age of five is if they're going to sit still and be quiet.
Oh, my mom would have. My mom would have taken me in there in a heartbeat. I mean, my mom wouldn't have taken me to a tattoo shop, but. She would have taken me in there in a heartbeat because I was a good kid.
Trusted baby Jazz.
I raised my child in a tattoo shop.
Yeah.
When I started bringing her to a tattoo shop, it was not because I was getting tattooed. It was because I was fucking the owner.
Hey.
And he eventually became my husband. And we have been together for almost...
Did you say, get that bag?
I did indeed.
Well, I didn't exactly marry rich, but, you know.
Close enough.
We've been together for almost 14 years. My child has been coming to the shop since they were 2 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two and a half-ish. Wow. And never once did I leave her in there long enough to start having the fits, to start having the scream. There was like a really adorable walkthrough where she'd high-five everybody.
Precious.
You know, not with their bloody gloves or anything, but you know, the people that were working, somebody might give her a dollar, and then, you know, like,
but
that's all cute.
Well,
that's how, everyone.
Yeah,
and that's how you get your bag.
Yeah, that's how... Veda has made more money off tattooers than probably I have off tattooing, because they understand... how to work it. Like, we would go to conventions and Veda would come back with like $50. I'm like, where'd you get that? And she's like, Justin gave it to me. Nick gave it to me. I'm like, why are they giving you money? She's like, I don't know. I just asked for it and they had it.
Yeah.
I just
like, oh,
asked for
I just
it.
Veda go for it. On family vacations. And my mom, I don't know if this was my idea, if it was my mother's idea. We'll say that my mother pimped me out, okay? It was casual.
That's what you do to kids. Child labor.
Okay, I was working, I was a working woman, young. And
that doesn't mean
what I want it to mean.
You were not Where's a working woman.
Where is the spray bottle for my words?
You were a child.
I was a child.
Seeking
affection.
Opportunities to make some money.
Seeking someone being nice to me. So anyways, I would run around.
We're not going to unpack your childhood trauma.
People were like, Callie, give me a hug. And I'm like, okay, for a quarter. Where is my quarter?
That sounds like a solid business plan.
Ours would
be... And then I would turn them into my mother at the end of the day.
No.
And she would put it towards her case of beer the next day.
Oh, no, you don't turn them into your mother. No.
Okay, so we would have turn that into a bad business plan.
I was just trying to people, please.
We... Malini. No.
No, you should have stuck that in your pocket.
Your mom was wrong. She should have told you to keep the fucking money, like I told Beta.
You
I
did
was,
the work.
Because this is what I did to Beta. Yeah. We were, when we lived in Colorado, we had this house that was like it was like a single level house, but there was a basement. We had an extra fridge in the basement. And that was our beer fridge. Uh-huh. And that's where we'd keep all of our, like, extras, or like people came over to, you know, have a party with us or whatever. They would keep their shit in the basement fridge. And we often hosted, like, Sunday fun day was law in our house. I would cook food for 20 people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody showed up every Sunday. It was, like, the biggest family picnic ever.
I love that.
Of, like, misfits. And they're all heavily tattooed, smoking cigarettes and looking haggard. And,
yes.
You know, except, like, I don't smoke. I didn't smoke around my child. Don't worry.
Oh, my mother smoked around.
But,
okay.
I mean, I
look
quit,
at you now.
I quit smoking when I got pregnant with Beta, and that was it. And then ever since then. Anyway, I'm not getting into that. But at one point, someone would want to go get a drink, and Beta would be like, I can go get it for you. And I'd be like, uh-uh, no, you're worth. For what? What are you going to go get them? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
supply and demand,
are
baby.
Are you being a good host? Because I'm already being a good host.
Bless you.
You know, like, you welcomed them into your home. You made them this, but now they're asking you to run a job.
Correct.
Basically. So what do you want to get paid?
I also...
And she'd be like...
Would be paid.
For a dollar.
Oh.
And they would be like, absolutely not. I'm not paying you a dollar to go get me a drink. And then, like, two beers later, it looked real good.
Now you owe me $2.
And then they're like, I don't have change. I just have a 20.
Awesome. She would end up,
like, there
beers.
Was one house party that we had that, like, she raked in, like, $62 at the end of, like, the thing. And
yeah.
I was like, how did you make this much money? You know what? Don't even
what
dare.
A businesswoman.
Enjoy
business
it.
Child.
And then,
business
like,
human.
That child was such, like, a, like, chatty Kathy, like, flamboyant, like, vibrant kid, and then puberty hit, and she got really, like, I don't want to talk to anybody, see anybody, I don't remember being funny, but now we're coming out the other side of that.
Charlie did that.
Yeah, where
they
it was,
were,
like, reclusive.
She was a very flamboyant, oh my god, glitter everything, everyone needs to look at me, please watch me do this super, super funny thing, and then as a, like, the puberty hit, and it was, my headphones are in. Do not look at me. Do not talk to me. I don't like you. Don't do anything.
I think it's like the learning of shame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember being like very outgoing as a like a very young child. Oof. And then going into like middle school and being like, no.
I was
yeah.
A very
Beta would basically enter a room with jazz hands going, mm-hmm. Give them the old razzle dazzle.
That was Charlie.
You know, she'd do the shh.
That was 100% Charlie.
And you're like, why? I don't need to be razzle-dazzled right now. It's breakfast.
Can we?
No, no. You know? Let's start your day with the most important meal of the day and your razzle-dazzle.
Because she ate.
Yes.
Can we come up with a dance routine for Veda's 16th birthday?
Okay.
Oh my god, we need you.
To
but
show them the old razzle-dazzle.
The 16th birthday. Okay, I do remember the story I want to tell you guys. So today, this very day, my child started part 2 of their driver's ed.
Yes.
They have only done the written portion, and we have been waiting because apparently, like, you can get, like, 60 kids in a classroom, but getting them all to have, like, behind-the-wheel time, they can only do it two at a time.
Yeah. So yes. We had to, it's a real bitch.
We had to book it out, and so we started this in October, and we just now are getting behind-the-wheel time, and my kid's a little homeschooled weirdo,
oh,
which is fine. I mean, no offense to homeschool weirdos, but people homeschool for different reasons. We homeschool because the schools in Charlotte, North Carolina are absolute garbage, and the school that we are zoned for just happens to be one of the worst. And we've tried the charter school thing, and that's bullshit. They don't get the funding they need to actually provide anything for the children. The magnet schools are all, like, STEM schools, and I don't have a STEM kid, so it doesn't really make any sense. And anyway, homeschooling just fits us best.
Support the arts.
But the kid has a rockin' social life. The kid has art classes and guitar lessons and just really gets to focus all day on being, like, a guitar geek and being...
I thought you were gonna say hero.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, they are a guitar hero and Vita, they are a phenomenal artist and they are the best gay on the planet. They are the gayest gay.
The best gay.
And I feel like that, that it's like a level to unlock. Like, how can I be
the gayest best gay? They
and the theyest they, and they are...
You're simply the best
planet.
And also, it's better my kid. So they just heard that line, and they went,
better than anyone
I have. Like, yeah, they're... They know about Tina. Anyway.
As they should. I love these ladies.
So, my child.
This is great. As you should.
Apple of my eye.
Looking at him right now.
They were nervous for driver's ed, but also excited for driver's ed. And we pull up. It's a boy that they have to be.
When you said it's a boy, just imagine blue balloons.
It's a boy.
Like pouring out of somebody's car.
Our friend turned 30 and we decorated their cube in It's a Boy balloons for their birthday.
It definitely looked like either a gender announcement or... No, it really just looked like a gender announcement.
It literally looked like he was announcing that he had a child. No. It was his 30th birthday. Oh,
my lord.
Yes. Continue.
Well, so we show up and Veda sees that it's a boy and they're immediately like nervous that they're going to have to share the driving time like with a boy. And my kid is very anxiety prone. We joke all the time in the house like, oh, are you going to cry about it? Because they cry about it.
Hey.
And then
better off than in.
We troll each other about like, I can't tell you how many times a day they look at me and go, are you crying? And I'm like, yeah, I'm angry. And then they're crying. Everybody cries all the fucking time in our house. It's
Everybody cries, everybody shits.
Everybody cries, everybody shits. Everybody talks about shitting, which is another story with Beta.
Okay.
But we won't get into that right now. Anyway, when I go to pick her up from driver's ed, I'm expecting the worst. Like, I'm expecting Beta to be like, it was a nightmare. I did horribly. And Veda had already texted me and Joey. I had been sleeping in the car, so I didn't get it. And the last text I see when I wake up is, what are you guys making out? And I'm like, actually, no, I'm sleeping. We don't do that anymore. Gross. And, But the texts before that were like, oh my God, this other kid is not getting it, but I'll have to tell you when I get in the car.
Okay.
And I was like, can't wait for Veda to spill the tea.
Yes.
The driving instructor comes over and is like, I don't know if this other kid's going to make it. He's crying and everything.
Oh, my God.
And Veda's like, looking at me, looking at him.
Veda said that.
And I'm like, trying to keep a straight face because I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's not supposed to tell me that.
Pretty sure you're not supposed to say that.
I mean, he doesn't really work for CMS. He's affiliated with CMS, but you know,
I'm not his parent.
This is the...
That's something you might want to report back to his parent.
What I can gather from Veda's story is that this is the homeschool kid that's homeschooled because he might still be breastfed at his age. You know, like...
So he was sad his mommy wasn't in the car?
Well, like, Veda said he was behind the wheel for, like, 2 seconds and just started crying. And the driver's like, what's wrong with you, son?
Oh, no.
And the kid's like, and, like, actually made Veda, like, get out and, like, drive onto a main road. And this is Veda's actual first time behind the wheel of a vehicle. Like, I've never let Veda drive. I grew up driving, which is weird, but I grew up in the country, so we had more opportunity for this thing. You know, I would sit on my stepdad's lap, and I would steer. Now, they have operated four-wheelers before, so maybe that's kind
it's
of like
riding a bike.
Yeah, so maybe applying that to a car. But Veda was like, it was so bad.
It's like driving a car.
The instructor gave the kid 3 different chances to drive, and the kid like broke down in tears, froze in the middle of intersections, and the driver's the instructor's like, give me some gas, give me the gas, give me the fucking gas. Starts yelling at this kid, and Veda's like, I don't really want to die, I don't want to laugh, like there are so many emotions going through my body right now, but then he keeps making me drive instead, and I'm kind of like having a teacher's pet situation, but also, like, why the fuck is this kid crying? And she goes, at one point, the instructor turned to the kid and he goes, son, do you struggle with anxiety? Typically?
Yes.
And he goes, no.
Oh! He's in denial.
No, I denial don't is a river struggle with anxiety. And apparently the instructor called the mom and was on the phone with the mom, like, talking shit about the kid the entire way back about how I don't think this is going to work out.
I bet you anything the mom was like, oh, it's time for you to spread your wings. This is going to be your first step into... Well, yeah, this is gonna be your first step into, like, I was gonna say becoming a real boy, into like getting out and meeting people and like maybe like not being
a socially awkward homeschooled kid.
Yeah, dang. Just like
only... I'm allowed to say that I'm the parent of a socially awkward homeschooled kid. Fuck off.
Yeah, like that's the only thing I can think. And he got in the car and he froze. He froze hard. He froze
and cried
bad.
And sobbed.
I will say, my driver's ed instructor, in the country, mind you, like, we had a farm in our backyard of the high school. I had multiple classes where I was fixing chicken coops in the middle of class. Like, you do what you gotta do.
Callie had birthed a cow before you'd fucking seen your first egg. Let me tell you what.
I was a part of the FFA and proud of it. Taught me a lot of leadership skills. Anyways.
Future farmers in America.
Correct. So, our driver's ed instructor was the equivalent of Medea, who told us we were all test tube babies.
Oh.
And it was...
This man was
terrifying.
Mean.
But also so beneficial because she was going to bully the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And you had to be tough about it.
Well, you know what's funny about all that is this guy was very much like that. And Veda goes, he's the kind of teacher I like. And I'm like, what, like slightly abusive? She's like, yeah, but in a nice way. And they're like, well... It's because I was raised by you guys.
Oh, damn.
Because we're going to talk about, you know, segue into this, I think the purpose of this episode is shit people say and mostly shit Jaslyn says. One of the things I say constantly to my child in all seriousness when they fuck up is, well, if you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
My mom would just look at me and say, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Anytime I did something, and she'd be like, yeah, you done fucked up. That's the way the cookie crumbles. These are your consequences for fucking up. So.
Damn.
You gotta be dumb, you gotta be tough.
Those Southern mothers also was on the phone with me the other day, talking to my little brother.
I like how you made her multiple Southern mothers. Those Southern mothers were on the phone with me talking shit about my little brother.
Listen, there's multiple personalities of her. She is a Gemini.
Shots fired.
She's on the phone with me, and I can only imagine, looks over at my little brother sitting at the kitchen table, and goes, I don't know if you can count, but I can. And there's 3 nuggets left on that plate, and you better eat them. There better be 0 nuggets.
And I don't know if you can count. Yeah,
but I can.
You little punk.
Apparently this child also had a little difficulty understanding what door he was supposed to be getting into. After the instructor...
Oh, the driving kid.
Yeah, the driving
kid. I thought
you meant her brother.
So Veda got...
Carson is also very confused by what doors he's supposed
sorry.
To
Veda got shoved into the back seat, and Veda painted a picture. They were like, I was in the back seat. The seat next to me in the back seat was filled with the driver's things.
Yeah.
And there's the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And the driver was like, I'm not supposed to be in the driver's seat, but you're fucking up too bad. Somebody's got to get us home. And Veda had, I guess, like, maxed out on their hours for the day. So, like, Veda was not allowed to drive anymore. So the instructor had to get in the car. And apparently the kid stood on the side of the car going,
Get in the freaking passenger seat.
To get into?
You mean to tell me?
What seat am I supposed to get into? And he finally gets in and he's like, I wasn't sure what seat I was supposed to get into. And he's like, son, I left the door open.
You mean to tell me?
What do you mean?
So what that reads to me as,
Mom wipes your ass.
His mom doesn't let him sit in the front seat.
Now, what reads to me is Mom gives him very clear instructions on anything, so the kid has not had time to have an independent thought once ever.
Dear God.
That's a possibility.
I've met those moms. I've never been a helicopter parent. I very much believe in natural consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to say it again. If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough. And I mean that socially. I mean that physically. Mm-hmm. If you want to fucking take a really fucking stupid risk or say something really stupid... there's going to be a consequence and you need to have the skin thick enough to fucking deal with mm-hmm. whatever is coming your way.
See, I was the kid that was strategic in most everything, like to the point where we had gotten a new, like my mom had gotten a new vehicle and we got a minivan and I was like, wow, we're really living the dream over here.
Yeah.
And
all that leg space.
My mom was like, pick your fucking seat because that's going to be your fucking seat. And I was like, word. You got it, Ellen. I picked the seat behind my mom in case my parents changed their mind on which vehicle we were going to take because my seat in my dad's car was the one behind the passenger, the front passenger seat.
Okay.
So I had an easy, quick jump over. That is why I picked that seat. I think I have a little bit of OCD.
That's a possibility. I was, so the passenger seat, like the passenger side of the car is also called the hospital side of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And when, this is how my dad sees
it. We call it the dying side.
Correct. The dying side. So
the dying side.
This is where my dad goes with things. And I'm not saying my dad is, you know, correct on his beliefs, but this is his commentary is that is the hospital side. You put your newborn on the driver's side.
Yeah.
Because you're more likely to protect yourself.
Yeah.
And double check your blind spots on your side of the vehicle, as well as to check your surroundings on the driver's side before you make a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are on the passenger side.
You're on the dying side.
The dying side. So, my ass, as soon as Charlie was born, she was behind the driver. And my ass picked the passenger seat, behind the passenger seat. Actually,
I think even as a mother, I'd still sit behind the driver.
Yeah. I will say, once I got old enough.
I'm kidding.
Once I got old enough, they did put me in the front seat because I get terribly motion sick. And they found out that if they put me in the front passenger seat where I can see a little bit better, I'm less likely to
vomit?
Yes. Also, in taller vehicles, I'm less likely to get sick.
Yeah. I get, like, when we were in the Azores, my friend Danny rented this little fucking tiny roller skate of a car.
Love that.
And it was, like, a manual. So, like, it's like, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun. Like, every time you're changing gears, you're, like, jerking. And I was in the back seat, and and driving around the Azores, it's, like, hairpin turns.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That are... like this, and you're going up and you're going down, and I'm like in the back seat.
Yeah.
Absolutely not okay.
You put me in a third row, I will die back there.
Yeah, it's not good back there.
No.
But I do have a third row for other teenagers that I don't care about.
Correct.
It's fine. I also, on the record, I was going to be like, I don't hate kids. I actually do hate fucking kids.
That's fine.
I don't like kids. You're talking
to two childless by choice women.
Well, mine's a happy little accident. And they know they're a happy little accident.
I am the happy little accident.
Yeah. Speaking of happy little accidents, would you like to hear what I was called this weekend?
Cunt.
I was called a lawsuit.
Lawsuit?
Correct. I mentioned how I was an accident. Was I an accident multiple years into my parents' marriage? Yes, I was. However, they weren't currently planning for me at the time. And my dad informed everyone at our family event. We're keeping this one in the podcast, too. My dad informed everyone at the event that I was not an accident. I was almost a lawsuit because things aren't supposed to break like that.
Oh, wow.
And I said, wow. And then my sister did indeed comment on his haircut. In retrospect to that conversation. And I said, yeah, you're kind of looking like you have so-and-so's haircut. And he goes, oh, so what I'm hearing is you married someone like your dad. And I said, there's the daddy issues right there.
There they are. Cheers. Clink, clink. I had...
shots fired. Pew, pew. Fuck you.
My dad, before he died, left me with this little gym. And it wasn't a deathbed gym. It was years before deathbed gym. So my mom was a fabulous liar. And she used to always make up stories about where we were from and blah, blah, blah. Like, she just really loved to fucking lie.
Yeah.
But one of her lies that she used to tell me, I didn't know it was a lie until I asked Dad about it. Or anyway, she used to be like, well, I just want you to know. I was a late in life baby. My mom had me when she was 32. And at that time, my brother and sister were already like 11 and 13, mm-hmm. like very much older than me. And then my dad had two other kids that were older than them. So it was very much an afterthought. My mom used to be like, you know, I just always really loved that. You know, we planned you. We wanted you. You were so on purpose. Like, and she would like drive this home, and I was like, that's actually really sweet that the other four fuck ups, you know?
Yeah.
And one time I was talking to my dad, and I was like, you know what, I know you and mom like had your differences, but the one story I've always really loved is like how you guys intentionally had me. And my dad goes, what? I had my fucking kids.
Damn.
I was super fucking done.
Damn.
And I was like, oh, okay, that one was a fucking lie too. So
neat.
I love it. But I think
I love it.
And this
Sorry.
Might be teetering on too much dark humor, Jazz. I feel like your story trumps all of us because you were adopted.
I was a big old oopsie.
No matter what our parents told us, you have proof.
Please continue.
Yeah, I was a raging whoopsie. I am adopted, and my parents, you know, it's funny though. So, like, I think lots of adopted kids can probably relate to this, where you had, like, an older sibling who told you that you were, like, delivered by the FedEx man.
My sister told me that they found me in a trash can, and I was covered in cockroaches, and cockroaches were my parents.
I told my sister that she was a monkey, and we got her from the zoo, so, as the older sibling in the room... Maybe I was
so what did they tell you?
No, my sister used to tell me I was delivered by the FedEx man, but then later...
But was it your sister adopted too?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Riddle me that one. Anyway, but it's so funny because she used to say stuff like... I guess she was delivered first and she knew the drill. I don't know.
Maybe she was UPS.
She was UPS. I was Federal Express. But I just remember her like making little jabs, like probably when I was like in high school or college, about, you know, like, you know, who the better sibling was. And I was like, well, you know, it's funny. They had a choice to stop at you. But they tried again, and they decided they got it right the second time.
Correct.
So kiss my ass. And that's...
And they have to pay good money for that.
Oh, yeah. You pay good money for a kid. Don't want to get into that. That's an industry in and of itself. No, anyway.
But on the topic of that, though, however, on the fact that Jazz was able to develop this amazing sense of humor...
It's so we don't cry.
And it has...
It's from the trauma.
It's the trauma.
It has prompted...
It's my trauma.
...me to create a list within the past year.
Jocelyn dumps the last gulp of her drink into her mouth.
There was just a little bit left and I felt I needed it.
Yes. So there is indeed a list I created almost 2 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
I've definitely missed some
things. We've
known
each other a minute.
We've known each other for 3 years, but I created this once I got into our current roles.
Yes.
And we were having mental breakdowns a lot because we were adjusting. And with life adjustments comes dark humor and comes coping mechanisms. And so we would go and hide in open conference rooms and reset our brains for a minute. So, also, it stemmed from that. And I have a list of 52 things.
52.
Shit Jocelyn says in the past 2 years. Mind you, I've forgotten to track a lot of it. We're starting at number 15, however.
I definitely feel like you know what? Here's the thing. I feel like Jocelyn's going to say a lot, and I actually am going to go out on a manifestation limb and say that this podcast might have some longevity. Don't give us too many. Give us little nugget. Give us a crumb.
Oh, yeah, we can make this a fucking
give us a
series.
Give us a morsel. I'm hungry, just like I want more Reese's eggs as I sit with three wrappers. No, don't give me any more.
Give me the trash.
I've had enough.
I'm an instigator. However, so I have 52 things. I've highlighted 17. I will not be covering all 17. But I would like to start with one of my all-time favorite text messages I've ever received.
Oh, boy.
Let's hear it.
And within the same two texts, it was Jocelyn at the gym, and I receive a text saying, I was trying to think of what it was called when you Carolina squat a truck, and I said, oh, it's one of those sorority squatted trucks.
Okay, I'd just like to state for the record, still valid.
No,
I thought it was called a Carolina squat.
It's called a Carolina squat. I said it was a sorority squatted truck.
Now call them sorority squat trucks.
Why?
I mean, same principle applies.
They're squatted.
Your face is up here and your butt's doing a little thing. Doing a little squat.
Also, we were sitting getting... I am giving context to these. There is one that I will cover today I don't have any context for.
I'll do my best.
So, Jocelyn is either going to... tell us a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful made-up story.
Boo-boo. that's our new abbreviation for beautiful, beautiful. Should it tell you a boo-boo story?
She's going to remember.
And that's...
So, there was...
If I remember.
Random thought of the day. Where does the term... This was also a text message.
Oh.
Where does the term thick as thieves come from? I don't want to buy shame the thieves.
I don't.
I'd
rather theft shame the thieves than body shame the thieves.
There is, please don't refer to my lady bits as a small woodland creature as we pass a dead beaver.
No, it wasn't dead. It was alive. No, it was scurrying. Callie, it was moving. I remember this well.
Okay.
It was a moving beaver. And unless something jumped inside that beaver and was fucking...
It was a moving beaver.
Once again, don't...
Unless something jumped up inside that beaver, okay?
I fucking hate you.
I know.
Unless somebody decided to be Hannibal Lecter and wear the beaver as a skin suit.
Ooh.
I feel like lots of people do that. That's actually a pretty normal fur.
A little taxidermy.
That people wear.
I meant like something small enough to wear the full
like
beaver.
A meerkat.
Like a meerkat, which are native to the Carolinas.
Oh my god, get these the fuck away.
Has anyone ever called your lady bits a beaver?
I call it a beaver.
Well, I've got a little tail to tell.
Is it
my favorite tail?
Yes.
I call
yes.
it a split
It's your beaver tail,
hair
if you will.
Shark or
Steph, would I tell you this is one of my favorite stories she's ever told me?
Let's hear it.
So back in my younger years when I was, you know, dating around, aka sleeping around. There was a guy, and, like, I was like, oh, this is gonna be so fun. Like, he's also into photography, and, like, he was actually really good. Like, he was not one of the ones that I was like, oh, you're so good, and I did not mean it. He was actually really good. And so, like, I went to his place to, you know, have a time, conduct business, if you will.
I call it activities.
And we go up to his room. First of all, this house was interesting. Mm-hmm. Let's start with that. There was no, like, flooring above the subfloor, except for maybe in the kitchen. I don't remember. I didn't go in there. It was all, like,
plywood.
Yes. It was all plywood.
All OSB.
Yeah. And so there wasn't any flooring in any part of the house. Should have been red flag number one. Also, he had, like, four roommates.
Yep.
Red flag number two. But, I mean, it was a large enough house to house that many people. It's not like he was, like, sharing a bunk bed or something.
It was not like the frat house that we've heard about where the dude was living in a tent in the basement. Continue. No.
There, I did not fuck him in a tent. I did fuck him on a mattress on the floor. But that's not the point of the story.
It is, actually.
No, that's not.
Oh.
The point of the story is, we walk into his room, and there is a movie playing. And Woody, I need you to stop drinking before I say this next part. It had something to do with a beaver that attacks people, like, kills people, but also maybe just bites off the dicks of men.
Was it porn?
No.
Like, no, but in the, like...
Like, horror porn?
Yeah. Like, in the, like, newer Halloween movies.
Is it Jason where it's that like kills softcore? The couples that, like, the teenage couples that are having sex? Because that's
Friday the 13th. I don't know, but a sleepaway camp is, like, a really, like, super shitty movie. Yes. And they kill people in weird ways.
Let me paint the picture. From what I could gather, because he was already partway through this film...
Oh, I thought if you can call it that.
No, he was not partway through me. We walked into the room and it was already on. It was a group of friends. It was like, let's call it Cabin in the Woods. But instead of them dying in, like, crazy ways.
For people's entertainment.
It was like a couple would go down to the lake and they were doing the deed in the water, which also, gross.
Ew, bacteria.
Don't get lake water up there.
No, absolutely not.
Also, anyway.
Yeah.
As cute as you think it is, it actually has the reverse effect if you fucking water. Anyway, they're, like, doing the deed, and then this beaver that apparently is, like, a known predator of penis, I guess.
A known gnawer of wood?
If you will.
A known gnawer of nards.
Comes up and chomps the guy's dick off. Okay. And this is playing. I feel
like it's a very predictable plot.
Predictable.
Wood.
Beavers do swallow the dick.
Predictable. Yeah, they do be. They
Kelly,
do be.
You just took from that something.
No.
Outside of what.
No!
Kelly's gonna fall over.
I really love that y'all gave the unmedicated ADHD human the spinny chair.
I need to be close to the soundboard.
You do, and I'm quite enjoying this mini share.
Okay, but we get down to business, and then stuff starts happening in the movie. So we're, like, doing it and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. But I'm, like, watching over his shoulder to see what happens during this movie. Because I'm like, what the fuck? And then it ends, and I was like, well, that was a bit of a letdown.
The sex of the movie.
The movie. Both. And then the credits are rolling and we're, like, wrapping up. And I was just like, do I need to look up this movie to see, like, I need to know.
I need to know how it ends.
Yeah, the beginning part and then, like, the middle part and then, you know, when I was making out with him or whatever. And then, yeah, so that's my tale about the
beaver tale.
Beaver
Tales.
Beaver tails.
The beaver that I was going to say the beaver that would.
No, ma'am.
I didn't
know, ma'am. We're going to switch to the next thing.
Oh, dear.
Which is indeed you constantly saying, and I do love this about her, and I do agree with her statement, I would stick my dick in that pizza. Is something she says regularly about specifically pizza, but also other foods.
So, hear me out. That's something that started with Martell.
Yeah.
And at one point, I think we were eating donuts, and they were just like, Sigurd. And I looked at him, and I said, I'd stick my dick in that donut. And he was like, I'm sorry, what? And then that's become a thing. So, like, whenever we go and eat someplace, and it's, like, really fucking good, we're like, I'd stick my dick in that burrito. Like,
yeah.
And it,
and let me for tell the record, you,
I don't have a literal dick.
No.
But my metaphorical dick has been stuck in many a food. By those standards.
Specifically a buff chick or a BBQ chick?
Oh, I love a buff chick pizza. I love a BBQ chick pizza.
And I disagree with both of those existing.
Oh.
Oh.
And you are a foodie.
Oh. No.
I'm a purist. I believe that you should leave things where they exist regionally.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put other things on them, they can be delicious, but then you have to call them something else.
Yeah.
Okay. I love a buffalo chicken flatbread.
Ooh. Perfect.
And a barbecue chicken flatbread.
Perfect.
But it's very specific ones from very specific locations.
Correct. It's the same thing. I love a Cubano. It's my favorite fucking sandwich
yes,
ever.
Yes, it is.
It is.
When you go to the Keys, we are so excited for you to get your Cubano.
It's pork. It's dill pickles, not this sweet and sour bullshit. And it's yellow mustard on Cuban bread with Swiss cheese. Those are the only ingredients necessary. And then when you try to church it up and you're like, oh, it's a fucking chicken Cuban. It's not a goddamn Cuban anymore. A Cubano does not have chicken on it. And it doesn't have fucking provolone. It has fucking Swiss cheese. Don't put your goddamn weird ass, grainy, fancy, churched up mustard on it. Give me the fucking yellow mustard, the regular ass pickles. I love fancy mustard, and I love fancy pickles, and I love other meats, but do not put them together.
I also really thought you were about to say, do not put your goddamn dick in the sandwich.
Do not put them all together.
Well, that's also not call it a Cubano.
Don't do that.
Same thing with a Reuben.
Yeah.
Don't call it a fucking turkey Reuben.
Okay, no, those are called Rachel's.
Yeah, well, they're called, they're not a fucking Reuben. They're
called Rachel's.
I don't care what they're called.
You can get them.
They're not a Reuben.
This is not sponsored, but McAllister's makes a fuck beautiful McAllister's. Rachel.
No, McAllister's bastardized sandwiches that should have been left alone.
I didn't know that this was such a hot topic.
Okay,
listen, my family is from Louisiana, and McAllister's tries to sell something that they call a muffalata. There is not a muffalata outside of the Louisiana area. There is one bakery that produces...
I thought you were just stopping at the Louisiana...
A muff loaf, a muffalata loaf, and it's this round...
A muff loaf.
A muff loaf. Yeah.
So bringing it back to beavers then.
Eh? It's a fucking round roll. It's gigantic, and you put very specific meats on it, and you put an olive salad on it, and you can sell it as a quarter or a half or a whole muff. What McAllister's does is throws some fucking bologna on a fucking sandwich, puts a couple olives on it, and it's like, oh, it's a muffalata. It's not a muffalata.
AKA Callie's House of Fun. Anyway.
That is what Jess calls my vagina. We're switching.
No such thing as a Rachel. It's bullshit.
Anything's a hotel
well, it's delicious.
If you try hard enough.
To be fair, it's true.
I don't have full context.
You could sleep in a car. You could sleep in a camper. You could sleep in a box. You could sleep in a fucking boat.
But what makes it a hotel if you pay someone for it?
Yeah. You could rent it. Once you rent it, it's a hotel.
I rent my house.
It's like an Airbnb.
Is it a hotel?
Yeah. Treat it as such.
I don't technically own my car while I'm leasing it. Not until I pay
it off. That's your hotel. Hotel on wheels.
Who needs men when we can get bunk beds?
Sorry. I'm going to have to put a disclaimer at the beginning of this for all my laughs.
Woman. I want you to know that. That this is...
Because we were talking about... Okay. We were talking about...
We are very good at our jobs. I want you to know that. We are very good at our jobs. And I don't actually... We can get our jobs done. However...
Fuck that. You're good at your job. We can get our jobs done through the tomfoolery and bullshit that comes out of my mouth. Okay? But also, hear me out. We were talking about... Because one of our friends was in the process of finding a new place.
Yeah.
And he was talking about this, I think it was like a one bed or maybe it was a, I think it was a one bed, but it was like staged as a studio. I don't remember. But we were like, oh, like we can all move in together and save on rent and then like carpool to work. And we were talking about how that would work like as far as setup of the apartment. And I was like, well, Callie and I will just get bunk beds. Who needs men when you've got bunk beds?
Yes. She's not married, so I can't convince her to move in with me.
No.
Okay. I also don't like to wear pants at home, so that's really troublesome when you have roommates.
I don't like to wear pants in public.
No, I don't either. I told someone, we've all been in agreeance, all three of us have been in agreeance, that if my ass is not out in the sun in the near future... I might lose my mind.
Up in here, up in here.
And along with that, it's, to be fair, Forerunners are just trucks with butts.
They are.
No.
It's literally...
So, hold on, my ex drove a Forerunner. It's
widowy.
Oh, a widowy, widdying. Anyways, my ex...
A widowy, widdy, and a piggly, wiggly right now.
My ex drove a 1997 Forerunner when I first met him. And he called it a truck all the time, and that pisses me off.
Okay.
It's not a truck, but also, you think about it, it's just a truck with a butt.
It's a Tundra. It's a Tundra with a back.
Is it a Tacoma with a back? There's lots of sport utility vehicles that you can say truck about. I feel like... It depends on how you define a truck. Not all trucks are pickup trucks. Is it something that can haul something? Is it something that can pull significant weight?
Well, that's what...
That, to me, is a truck.
Yeah. Well,
and
also,
4Runners have a significant towing capacity. So correct. I'm going to have to argue with you there. It's not a pickup truck, but it is a truck. Also, yes. Joey drives a Toyota FJ Cruiser.
A truck with a butt.
Listen, I'm not saying that it's not a truck. I'm saying it's a truck with a little extra in the back.
Oh, she packing.
She packing. She got a badonkadonk.
She got more cushion for the potion.
Also, 4Runners, you can roll down that back window.
Ooh.
Now it's a truck.
I love that you can roll down the back window.
Me too. I want to.
We're actually just talking about that. The Lunar Rock 4Runner
is my dream vehicle.
Oh my God, they're gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
Gorgeous.
I also, there's someone here on the list of shit Jasmine says that I highlighted for today that I don't know that I want to elaborate on, but they're very funny. This one, however, I do feel we need to elaborate on, and it was, I want to procreate asexually. I want to pop my arm off and a baby come out of it. I want to be a starfish.
That's how starfishes procreate.
I want you to know, I think the majority of these were said in a coffee shop. They're either said in a coffee shop or while I'm driving, and I force her. I said, text me that right fucking now.
Yeah, she makes me text them to her.
So I don't forget. Like, the 4Runner being a truck with a butt, I made her text me that. The beaver one, I made her text me that.
Not the whole story that I just told,
just the little...
The small woodland creature part.
I like little nuggets, you know?
So I'm gonna... Then I can skip some of those. But also, the I want to procreate asexually.
Okay,
hear me out. I want to pop my arm off.
I'd rather pop off an arm than...
produce a baby.
Have something growing inside of me.
Yeah.
Pushing its way out. I mean, I've seen full
clawing
hands
its way out.
Of my niece's pre-birth. And it's terrifying. Yes, and to all the people at our job who are very candid and very honest about their pregnancy experience, God bless you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear about how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is and you're creating life. No, I want to hear about all the terrible parts so I know whether or not I really want to do this thing.
I did this 15 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
I did this pregnant thing.
Uh-huh.
I looked like a goddamn manatee. because I was swollen. Manatee. Oh, throughout my body.
My mother has insisted I would just be a beautiful pregnant woman because she was a beautiful pregnant woman.
No one's a beautiful pregnant
woman. And she was 97 pounds when she got pregnant with me.
You did call me a honky in the tattoo shop.
Context this lady is everything. Works at. Okay, I'm not a racist.
No, I got my tit honked by a man. Yeah. And Joey said, "What's up, honker?" And I said, "No, she's the honky."
I said, "She's not the honker. She's the honky." But I didn't hear it until it came out of my face. And who were we with? But my mother. Callie's mother and sister, who... I'd met her sister previously, but that was the first time I met her mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, I didn't mean that. Yeah. And she was like, I heard what you said. I was like, I don't know if you're being cool about this, if you're going to go tell people I'm racist.
She was I feel like we're owed at least a couple of those for, I feel like there's like one of those for every 10 of the you peoples. You guys
Yeah.
I mean, you're allowed a honky or two.
I agree.
This is the one and only time that I've said it outside of being like, LOL, that would be a really funny, a little funny bring back, you know, if white people reclaimed a word.
Yeah.
So I grew up doing rodeo sports. I used to barrel race competitively.
What? The many lives of Woody.
Oh, I can show you pictures, and they can also go on the Instagram should you need a reaction, a live action reaction. But one of the biggest rodeos in town in Central Florida, we had a Volusia County and Flagler County event, and they were both called Cracker Day.
Oh, you know, that one doesn't offend me. Never has.
But there is an actual thing called Florida Crackers, yes. and it refers to the sound that the bullwhip makes.
Uh-huh.
And they like to tell the story as if it is
about them,
about actual herding
and bulls, not about what they did to enslaved people.
Yes.
They like to
edit that part out.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, it's called.
Oh no, edit out the scary parts.
Yeah,
the parts that make you look bad.
We don't like to tell those parts. But yeah, Cracker Day. There was a Volusia County Cracker Day and a Flagler County Cracker Day, and that was something that everybody participated in was Cracker Day.
This is an appropriate
And I'm
time.
Pretty sure Cracker Day still exists and it still is an annual event. Yeah.
This is an appropriate time for me to bring up how Jaslyn has told me on many occasions, and I do support her on this one. Absolutely. This is back in reference to me saying, are mashed potatoes just Irish guacamole? And I was only saying that to piss y'all off. So mind you, there is that, because it was pretty fucking funny to get y'all a little riled up about that. But Jazz did indeed look at me and say, stop trying to make white things brown things.
I think I said that in the first podcast.
Yeah. But you also said that at work prior to the podcast, and I do agree with you.
I also said it in front of other people at work when she had to retell this story.
Yes.
Because it really pissed me off.
And they found it hilarious.
Let's just say... one of my fellow brown co-workers gave me a head nod and said, you are correct.
That man tip is of hilarious.
My lady.
Tip of the hat.
And then I do love a casual jazz, just taking a little jab at me. It's a beautiful moment. Because
it's a beautiful moment.
We have a lovely friend who was mentioning to us that a specific cookie shop in the area was doing boxes of cookies for Valentine's Day.
Oh my god.
And the way the cookies were designed or whatever were first come, first served. And this friend of ours goes, the boxes of cookies are first come, first served. And Jazz goes, that's how Callie's vagina works too.
It's her house of fun.
It's my house of fun.
And cookies are also fun. Anyway.
Exactly. Now, ow! So, continuing on with the list of shit Jaslyn says.
Yikes.
There is one of my favorite things she has ever said, and I don't remember it. I do not remember the context. I don't remember where we were at, what we were doing. I don't remember any of it.
I'm just racking my brain for what kind of
but
stupid
I'm
shit
so
I said.
Ready. And mind you, I told her that there is something on this list that I have no context for, and she's had all day to think about this. And doesn't remember what it is.
I'm a Pillsbury dough can and you're watching Jackass.
Did you split your pants open? Because sometimes no. That's what I say when I split my pants.
I think it was post-lunch bloat. Like a busted
can of biscuits.
Yeah, I think it was post-lunch bloat. But I don't know how that...
Also post-mental breakdown.
I don't know how that reaches around to Jackass.
You know, I like my reach arounds.
I need to offer you one more photo to react to silently. Please. And don't tell anybody else why you're reacting.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen the picture of me with a fish?
I love this. Because
I have a picture of me with a fish.
She did have a picture of her with a fish on her dating profile.
It was, in fact, on my dating profile. That will also be... So we're going to make some...
Oh, there's one on my fridge. And then the last one, we can't name him, but it's a type of bug. That is him.
Oh, June bug.
Oh! Yes! What a man. Okay, again, there's no context behind... There is some context. You just provided some. But I'm a Pillsbury dough can, and you're watching Jackass.
I think we
were at work when this was said.
Pretty sure.
You know, HR, if you hear this, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Listen, what we do in our free time is not about work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, HR about it.
Yeah, HR about it.
The next one, truly one of my... it's a recent moment.
Oh, boy.
As in, like, the past week.
And you're watching Jackass.
And it was after a specific conversation occurred between the three of us last Monday. And Jazz looks at me and goes, I have a pube in a compromising position. Hold on. She was wearing a bodysuit at work. And it did indeed snag a little. You know, as it does.
I think my exact words were, hang tight. There is a pube in a compromising position, and then I had to shift so slightly, shimmy. So it was no longer
in a compromising position.
Quite a compromising position. It was still in a compromising position. Anyway,
I have not been able to shimmy my way out of those situations in a while. Sometimes you just have to reach your hand down your pants.
I think that's I think I also looked at her and said, "I guess I missed a couple."
Yes, she did.
Once again, yes. HR about it.
Yeah. Okay, you said sometimes you have to reach your hand in your pants and just fix it. That's me with my wedgies, and that has been me all day today.
That's me with my labia. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I have fucking meat curtains or what, but sometimes they get a little caught up in my underoos.
I thought you were going to say, that's me with my life. And no. I was like...
As we're talking about labia, I will... finish on one of the most recent things Jocelyn has said, and this was at lunch. I do have context for this one, and this one was my fault. So I take full blame for this conversation. Don't look at me through your meat telescope.
Were you gazing upon
She
someone?
Was doing one of these!
So
she made a telescope out of her hands. And she was...
It was not my hand.
No, it was your meat tube. It was her fucking... She rolled up...
My sandwich some meat. With my cheese. I didn't want to make an actual sandwich that day.
So she rolls it up.
We call those sandwiches.
She's looking at me through it, adjusting it.
I would like for you to know, I have meat telescopes packed for tomorrow, but they do indeed have bell peppers in the morning.
In the middle. They're going to have bell peppers in the morning, and I'm going to have them for lunch.
So, I won't be able to see you through my meat telescope tomorrow.
All right. Well, you know, on that note, I've got a very short list of strong contenders for shit Callie says.
And that's because the ADHD hits and she forgets to put the things.
Yeah, the ADHD be ADHD.
But it is in reference to something we were discussing off camera. M'lady.
It's precious.
You're so adorable.
So Floridian.
I love seeing all of these pictures.
All right. So when I'm organized, I'm really organized. And I put dates for these. So.
Oh, yeah. She put dates for the shit that I said. I don't have dates for the shit she said. I never will.
On September 27th of 2023.
You ready?
How do I make this potato sexy? Now, that was in reference to us telling her she should be Mrs. Potato Head for Halloween and her trying to figure out how she would make a Mrs. Potato Head costume sexy because she wanted to be something sexy.
Note to self, if you want to make Mrs. Potato Head sexy, you become a French fry.
Yes! Woody's fart is exactly how we feel about this. Fucking yes. All right, Jaslyn, please continue.
So number two, on October 6th of 2023.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was going to be funny.
And I don't smell it. And the clothes to you. I don't smell it.
I'm so sorry.
Do you smell it?
It's going to get you.
Jaslyn. It smells like natural gas.
Is that why I don't smell it?
Do you smell natural gas regularly?
No. I hate the smell of anything gas related, not from like her own body. I can't control gas.
Everyone likes their own brand. Gas.
All right, anyway. Swinging, reaching back around to...
I'll try to respond with my mouth next time and not with my butt.
I love when you respond with your ass.
So we'll reach around back to Shit Cali says, on October 6th of 2023, can't be a horse without a horse dick. And that begs the question, Cali, what about female horses?
What about horses without dicks?
I have zero answers to this question.
All right.
I have not a one. I don't remember why I said it. However, I'm sure we were talking about horses and the possibility of a horse dick.
I don't even think that we were talking about horses. I think we were talking about men with large dicks.
Oh.
And calling them horse dicks.
Who?
Which, anyway. So then the next two are from November 29th, 2023, and this is where I shall leave you.
Okay.
The first one
audience,
is...
Audience, we love you.
It's not nuck if you buck. It's stuck when you blunk.
What?
To the best of my remembery. I think perhaps... one of our eyelashes, either mine or Callie's or somebody else that was present, got stuck. Like, you know how, like, you'll have one that's just, like, you know, hanging on for dear life to its lower brethren. And she tried to make it a thing off of Nuck If You Buck. So it's stuck when you blunk. And blunk is apparently the... past blinking. Tense of blink. Not blinked.
Blunk. When you started on that story, I was like, there is no way this context is correct. But I also don't know where I got blunk from. So, actually, that does track.
That's the only thing I can think of that makes sense. And finally.
Woody, are you ready?
Finally.
Here's the final one. And I hope you all...
final countdown.
And there's Callie singing. So the final one is, what kind of lady wants to fuck a man with a vulture tattoo? And if you're one of those ladies, I'd like you to leave a comment.
You were with us for that one.
I am one of those ladies. I probably would.
You were with us for that one. Because you showed us the vulture tattoo.
No, I don't have a vulture tattoo.
Not on you. You were with us for the conversation and you showed us
someone. You showed us a man.
With a vulture tattoo.
Oh man, I talk shit about people I cannot recollect. I can tell you that my husband used to be in a band called Vulture.
Oh. Yosef?
Yep, Yosef.
Sorry, I just read a list of things that I said.
Yeah.
Underneath your list of things you said that were not on your list. And one of them is, everybody was nunchuck fighting. And then I went, oop, that's the wrong word.
So, yeah.
Honestly, just the list of tomfoolery that leaves my face whole is, it knows no bounds.
I feel like...
I have a one thing from a Stephanie says.
You have a one thing? I've got a one thing from what Stephanie has said.
And I also think I have a video of me trying to parody a song, but make it my dog's voice. That's very fast as well.
I love Steph.
I love Steph so much. She's just the best. She just beautiful tattoos on our bodies.
She loves us. And we provide her with companionship.
And there's my best drunk girl impression. I'm
very sober for the way that I'm talking.
I am open to
Stephanie says sometimes you have to wear your comfort panties. And I didn't even need to go to my notes for that one. It's because she said it, and it was so impactful to me that I said,
Holds a deep place in her heart.
I'm pretty sure it's in our podcast notes.
What's really funny is I don't actually remember saying that, which means it wasn't a showboaty comment. It came from the heart.
She was in the middle of tattooing Steven on me. Steven are my two-headed geckos. I don't actually have two-headed geckos, but they are tattooed on me. And that is the trashy Floridian in me. I'm not good with words. So she informs us she's wearing her comfort panties that day. And she goes, it's not because I didn't have any clean underwear. I just wanted to wear the 12-year-old underwear. Not
12-year-old's underwear. The underwear that are 12 years old.
She did not borrow a 12-year-old's underwear.
I have to stop talking.
Callie.
I needed my comfort panties.
Listen, if anyone's a nightmare, it's me.
It's me, hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
It is your lovely almost 27-year-old... shithead divorcee amongst the married ladies. And we're all just doing our best.
So, wait, you had a video.
No, I don't know if it's good or not, but I know that I was trying to parody a song. I was trying to, like, riff off the cuff while walking my dog because I fucking love her.
Will you do me this a favor? This
may or may not be it.
Will you send me the video so I can pull the audio and have that as our closing?
Only if I know this is it. Hang on, let's see if it's it. My ears played back and I show you my tipsies. I'm just walking down the sidewalk just to run in my feetsies. I will fuck up my brother if he pulls on his leashies. And then I smile at my mother because I want some more treatsies.
And is it parroting Peaches by chance?
I don't even know what the fuck I was singing. I got my ears laid back and I'm tipping my feetsies. Like, that's what came into my head. And I was like, what is wrong with me? And Veda's going like this.
Who's the mother?
Like, I'm sorry, she's my precious little angel baby, my little nugget. If I could, I would put her in a little ball, and I would shove her in my vagina so I could birth her. And then I would wrap her in swaddling clothes.
This is at the point of the night where, you know, we are fucking done. And Jazz, you are required to keep all of this in.
She's the best. No, don't delete the video, please.
No.
But
no. No.
But she's the best, worst animal on the planet. She makes me hate everything, and she makes me love life more. And my kid's like,
that's how I feel.
You love the dog more than you love me. And I'm like, probable.
Hey.
Likely.
It could be. Bitches be crazy.
Bitches. Oh, yes. As we leave you this evening.
We'll leave you with some final words such as.
Bitches and stitches.
Bitches be crazy. And my final words are. If they honk your tit, they gotta get it. Raise your standards, ladies.
I have none.
Good night.
Bye. Night.